Blog Talk Radio.
Black Hole Radio presents Messiah Lifestyle with our host, Captain Planet.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 7 to all my disciples. The number 7 is notably known for so many things, but what sticks out in my head is the number 7 is the logo for the 5%ers. They have the 7 and a phrase that goes along with it that says, in the name of Allah, that's the logo. But the real pleasure that we have today and the pressure we can apply to the open enemy is our ability to have communion and union with the first technology, which is the family. You guys are my family because you're listening to the sounds of my voice. Brother Forrest, I hear a little feedback that's not on my end. Maybe that's on your end. I'm not sure. But all past that, we're going to keep it going. So the family, the heaven and the earth was created in 6 days. That's what we spoke about last episode. Both the Bible and the Quran both agree. The heaven and the earth was created in 6 days. That's what the Bible says. The Quran says 6 periods, I was told. Well, on the 7th day, we rest, okay? But guess what we're not going to do today? We're not going to rest on the open enemy. On the 7th episode, we're going to keep banging on the open enemy till they rest. So the first law in the universe is the law of motion. Write this down, family. The law of motion. The 7th law in Messiah Lifestyle, this workbook I'm putting together, is don't act off of emotion. Don't act off of emotion when we are playing a game of numbers and resources. So that's the name of the game. This is a financial show. The name of this show is called Messiah Lifestyle. Life is what God gives you. Style is how you live it. And in our world, we want to properly live our lifestyle correctly so that we can push our DNA in the future and be able to provide them with resources. They painted us out and gave us a picture to be like Mike Jordan, Jackson, and Tyson, but why be like them? And what we're doing here on this show is fantasizing financially of what the Messiah would do with his resources and how he would push his DNA in the future and be able to prepare the next generation. So the 7th law in the Messiah Lifestyle Workbook is don't act off of emotions when we are playing a game of numbers and resources. So if you don't put your paper in motion and instead you act off of emotion, you're going backwards, okay? We always have to make the money, okay? Basically, history is best qualified to reward all research. That's one of my famous quotes from Malcolm X that I enjoy the most. But around here in Messiah Lifestyle, we say the best reward of all earned income is your expectation of continuation of your investments in the future. So let me say that again. Messiah Lifestyle, we say the best reward of all earned income is your expectation of continuation of your investments in the future. So let me break that down. Messiah Lifestyle, we already know life is what God gives you, style is how you live it. Okay, the reward of all earned income, that's your blood, sweat, and tears, because I'm talking directly to my 9-to-5ers. I'm talking directly to those who are employees. I'm talking to those directly who work for city, state, and government, who directly work at UPS, FedEx. You may be a sanitation. You may be a police officer. You may be any of the city services that provide assistance to the people via the government. And you have a regular job. And some of the things that you're dealing with as a person and having a regular job, you have to beat taxes. The open enemy's taking 30% for taxes from you. If you own a home, you have to beat amortization. The open enemy is taking for that from you. We're going to cover that later. And then you have to beat inflation. And the only way you can do that is by investing, okay? So you have to create an expectation of continuation that you're not going to stop and you're going to invest in the future. Okay? See, they took away our history. So what we have to do is we have to analyze everything that they've done, and then we have to come up with a play and run an opposite play. So the play we have to run back on them is increase our documentation, which beats conversation, on our financial history. You must be able to distinguish the reason of the past. Okay, so not only do you have to study, not only is history best qualified to reward all research, you have to find out the reason something was successful or not successful. So you must be able to distinguish the reason of the past, meaning what it was or what happened. Then we could establish a reasonable expectation for the future. So in my life, my mother, brother, cousin, sister, aunt, those who basically fed me and have done a great job and done great deeds for me, they have all attempted, not intentionally, to destroy my financial methodical self-esteem just because I refuse to go backwards. So I'm going to say that again. My mother, brother, cousin, sister, aunt, not on purpose, and they did an amazing job feeding me and doing great deeds for me, but due to the fact that they didn't pay more attention to themselves than anything else, they attempted to destroy my financial methodical self-esteem just because I refused to go backwards. And that was their norm, to just get the money and not pay attention to it. And I wanted to create a change. So around here, we say backwards never, forward ever. I don't know if you might want to write that down for usage of motivation. Backwards never, forward ever. See, those family members I just mentioned, they spent a lifetime not thinking about their finances in a growth mentality. Make sure you don't do the same. So you have to always consistently have to grow your resources. And money is one of your resources. You should utilize it as a tool of what it could do for you. Instead, they spent so much time not thinking about their finances in a progressive state that time that they spent not thinking about it gave them a superficial appearance of a false confidence of being correct. Okay? It gave them a false confidence because they were okay and they made it so far and they didn't spend that much time thinking about it. So in their mind, they thought that they were doing the right thing. Because their lack of trying to make money off their money made them feel complacent and they didn't have to face any failures. Because you are going to face some failures on this journey. I've personally been on this journey for 17 years and 9 months currently. So my family members that were close to me, they tricked and they lied to themselves that they were okay and they were correct. Well, here at Messiah Lifestyle, we offer nothing but facts and transparency, plain facts, actual facts, common sense, whatever word you want to put to it that resonates with you. We don't intentionally shoot ourselves in the foot. We don't intentionally set ourselves back. Because we know if we shoot ourselves in the foot, what's going to happen to the next generation? We're shooting them in the foot. What's happened to the next generation after that? That we'll never meet, we're shooting them in the foot. Because we're choosing to properly manage around here. Okay, I once was told that the word manage, if you break it down, is man age. Now, last episode, I told you that my father said, son, you like to hit people in the head with a hammer and a nail. Well, this episode, I'm going to tell you what my mother said. I'm going to leave that one alone for now. I'm going to ease up on my mother for now. But I do have a heart, but not when it comes to math. I like that phrase when I was thinking about it the other day. I have a heart, but you can't have a heart when it comes down to math because math is a numerical situation. I once was told arithmetic was one of the first sciences, and math has never led me wrong. So, family, if you don't like the truth, this might not be the power hour for you. But I don't want to say that because I want you to be here. I want you to email us at Black Hole Radio, that's B-L-A-C-K, Hole, W-H-O-L-E, Radio, R-A-D-I, at gmail.com with all questions, comments, and concerns. And we're here to help you. Okay? We're here to help you. We're here to give you the truth. And we're here to get you out of the trap from the open enemy. So let's get to it. What's the first trap of the open enemy? Everybody could agree, because different people are in different tax brackets, but the average is the open enemy is taking 30% of our paycheck. Now, It was odd to me when I first saw a paycheck how everyone else was okay with that. I wasn't okay with that. So I started keeping track of how much money they actually was taking from me. And I suggest you guys do the same, because that's a good number as a motivation that you have to get back with your finances. And when you start getting in the groove of making money off your money, that's a number on the wall that you have to put that you got to get back. You got to get back all the money that they took from you. Number two, second trap the open enemy hits you with, that's amortization, which is roughly about 13 times the amount that they say they agreed upon interest-wise for your home. We're going to go into that exactly later. So 6 times 13 is 83. Currently, the interest rates are 6%, roughly. However, your loan is really 83%. So that's why I say 13 times is roughly a 13 times the amount that they increase. That's very hard to outdo if you're not coming up with a solution for that. The third trap is inflation. Now, inflation, which has historically been 3%, but this year alone is up 10% for this year. That's the introductory behind-whooping that they have been giving us financially. So Willie Lynch, popular story. A lot of people know about it. If you don't, go look it up. I don't know the exact date. I don't even know if the story really exists. However, it was a great marketing tool. Willie Lynch taught our open enemy, and he said, don't beat the slaves physically. Beat them mentally. That's what it was in a nutshell. So now we have to observe that, and now we got to flip that and run a play on them financially. So now if we flip that play, he ran on us. But however, we have to be rich and righteous with the play that we're going to flip on them. So I analyzed the stock market, and I said, okay, we can't beat the open enemy in the stock market. The only answer and solution is for us to just own them. I'm going to say that again. We can't beat them in the stock market. The only answer is to just own them. Well, how do we do that, Captain Planet? Mr. Captain Planet, you can't live on a planet without a plan, some of you guys may ask. I say easy. If you had $100 after you paid your bills, then you used it to buy a fractional share of the S&P 500, which is 505 of the largest stocks in the world, which is 80% of the money in the world, where at a minimum a company has to make $10 billion to be in that category, then guess what? You have just become the open enemy's master. How's that, Captain Planet? Easy. You're his owner now. He has to pay you dividends quarterly. If some stocks pay quarterly, some stocks pay monthly, some stocks pay every 6 months, some stocks pay by the year. He has to report to you what he did with the money. He has to pay you in equity. And when he don't serve you no more, you can just sell him for a profit. We give him nothing, and we attempt to own everything. So what do I mean we give him nothing? If we purchase that, utilize that extra $100 to own the S&P 500 and we have no more money left, then we can't be on the consumer side of things because we don't have anything left to purchase his consumer items, to purchase his things that we don't need. I hope everyone's clear with that. We give him nothing and we attempt to own everything. Now, you don't have to save that $100 to become a consumer and get the short end of the stick. That's a choice if you continue to do that. The open enemy knows this. This is why he has hidden this information from you for years in the stock market. So he can control the market, and that he can sell you the bullshit. We can't curse. We can't curse. But that's why he got us caught up in watching the Chicago Bulls. We didn't even know in Chicago there was a stock market. Meanwhile, they had the Chicago Bears. A bull market means the market is going up. A bear market is meaning the market going down. He had us watching Vince McMahon, I think that was the quarterback's name, and Michael Jordan, paying attention to that more than we were paying attention to the stock market in Chicago. He knows this. He don't want you to become the master of him. He just wants to utilize you and market products to you so that you can utilize your most valuable asset, which is time, turn it into money, and then turn it into purchasing things that don't make any money, a.k.a. liabilities, and not turning it into assets. See, this is simple arithmetic. Like I said, I once was told arithmetic was the first science in the world. Then I was told the next science was ownership. Ownership is the next science in the world, I was told. God gave us dominion over the land and everything in it. Now, if you invest correctly, you can reduce the bondage the open enemy has on your DNA and your ability to provide resources for them in the future and getting out the trap. So every move you make financially is going to assist or hurt the next generation. You got to see it that way. Shout out to Angel Reese, LSU, whooping on the Iowa, doing their thing. But that game, even though the score was lopsided at the end, every play mattered. And that's how you got to treat. You got to watch that for entertainment. Then you got to take that experience and say, well, what is it going to take for me to win a national championship financially? What is it going to take? How many hours did Angel Reese put in working out? What were the trials and tribulations she went through when she was at Maryland, when she broke her foot, I believe? Then she had to get another surgery, put a rod in her foot. Did she let her confidence get shaken? And then you got to say, wow, am I allowing my confidence to get shaken due to the fact that we're in a recession now and the market is down? Are you still purchasing shares instead of shoes? You got paid last week, family. What did you do with that money? Did you invest in my disciples? Or did you buy shoes, like I just said? Or did you buy shares of these companies to be able to own to ensure that the money was invested and put it in motion? Remember, the first law of the universe is motion. For the better good of your DNA, once again, every decision you make is directly going to affect them and even assist them with resources, or you're shortchanging them. Or did you take that money and mismanage it on something based on your emotions? Remember, there's no such thing as emotions when it comes to math. For my men, don't act emotional. I'm just, stand by, ladies. I'm just trying to ruffle the men's feathers. Don't act like a little girl financially. Don't you do it. Okay? What I'm trying to put together by coming to you biweekly is the greatest show on earth of show and tell. My name is Captain Planet, and you can't live on a planet without a plan. It took me 16 years, 6 months to crack $1 million in the stock market with all of my accounts on a receipt. However, the market is down, and I'm buying more shares. And I'm currently been investing 17 years, 9 months, which is 464 biweekly checks. What I did, let's go to the videotape. And I really want you to, I want to challenge you to write out your blueprint of how long you've been investing. How many weeks or how many biweekly periods have you not missed? How consecutive did you go? But let's get to my transparency. Because like I said, we want to do show and tell, which is not in our community. Let's break it down. The S&P 500 went up, which I own 1,314 shares. It went up 5% for me. 5% of the total amount that I have in the equity index fund is $34,655. I'm going to say that again. I own 1,314 shares. This is complete transparency. The market went up 5%. That equals $34,655. Yes, family, that is what I recouped in the last 2 weeks because of the foundation that I built over the last 17 years and 9 months. Now, my question is, I started out with $73 biweekly. I happened to have the receipt in my hand back then when I was brushing my teeth in the mirror, and I realized if you just do some quick math, 73 divided by 2, if you round 73 to 74, was $37 a week. I said to myself in the mirror, Captain Planet, you ain't never going backwards. And that's what I did. And consistently, I've invested 464 biweekly periods in a row, not missing a jump shot, so to speak. Remember, if you got your paycheck and you paid your bills, then you went and spent your money, you forgot one of the lessons already. The last three letters of spend is end. And nah, that's not a smart move, homie. To all my brothers and sisters out there, that's not being head of the household. That's not a woman's place, which is the home, which is the base. I mean, that just sounds cool, I think, when I say it like that. Your home is your base, not your place. Minister Farrakhan said that. You should not be using your money, which is a tool, to satisfy your emotions. I'm talking straight to the gentleman now. Don't get emotional with your money. Don't get Carl Thomas on you. Acting like a little girl, opposed to setting it in motion towards an investment. Now back to everybody, my men and my women, open your ears. Because I'm trying to get my conscious education teachers on, but chop it up with a little slickness, with a little street terms. This is not made up when I tell you I started with $73. I like when I was watching Power the other day, Kane got introduced to the sister, boyfriend, the new dude, the teacher's assistant. He has some real Black Power name. And remember the show Power, he was saying the educated brother's name sounded made up. Kane said, yeah, that sounded like some made up stuff. Well, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. The completion of the purpose of working to receive pay was then to use it, meaning investing it. So your whole purpose of going to work and becoming an employee after you pay your bills is to invest it. You must create leverage to purchase the freedom for the next generation. Okay? What does freedom look like? Freedom for the next generation to create new heaven on earth for the next generation. For them to have more time to make better decisions in life and to have more time to have luxuries. What's our definition of luxury? What's the definition of luxury for the Messiah lifestyle? A luxury is spending time with family and friends that you wish to be with, building something, key words, building something. If you're spending time with family and friends, please attempt to build something because you guys have so much power with that unity. So when I did this paycheck biweekly period, back to the transparency. Now, the market went up 5%. I told you that I own 1,314 shares. That was $34,655 increase. But let's talk about what I physically put into the market or for my blood, sweat, and tears this biweekly period. I put $378 towards the equity index fund, which is the S&P 500, which is 505 of the largest stocks in the world, which is 80% of the money in the world, which is a minimum requirement. Companies must make $10 billion to be in that index. I keep saying it fast like that because one day I want you to catch it where you just know it like a rap song. Because if you can know these rap songs and this new rap song, they'd be like, I know you can catch this information. So what did I have to do this biweekly period? I worked 81 hours of overtime. Again, I don't suggest that for everybody. I personally don't think that's quality lifestyle, but I'm doing this because at some point in time, I'm going to make a shift all the way into passive money. Okay? So we have a formula for when we work overtime here at Messiah Lifestyle. If you're new to the show, welcome. Everybody else should know the formula by now. I worked 81 hours of overtime, this check, this biweekly period. So what's the Messiah Lifestyle formula for that? Hours, write this down. Hours times 10 equals extra payment towards the mortgage. So if you work 20 hours on your second job, you multiply that times 10, you got to put $200 extra towards the mortgage. If you work 50 hours, you multiply that times 10 in a biweekly period, you have to put $500 extra towards the mortgage. But in my case, I did 81 hours, so I put $810 extra towards the mortgage. 81 times 10 is 810. Do you follow me? Then I fell short of my average profit margin above my bills last check. So my average last check was $1,620. I only invested $1,405. That's a minus of $215. So I made up for it this particular check. I took that $215, put that extra onto the mortgage too. Documentation be conversation, family. You got to document even your wins and your losses, so to speak. Again, I put that extra on towards the mortgage. So you got to keep track when you want the time to catch up. Also, this is the fifth biweekly period I decided to invest towards a vacation. Everybody say I need to go on vacation. So the vacation costs about $4,400. You multiply that. You divide that by 26. That's $173 every biweekly period. So I actually invested $173.05 extra towards the mortgage. Why the 5 cents? Because I'm keeping track. Next biweekly period will be $173.06. So the cents represents the amount of times I did it in a row. So now I know once I get to 26, I could be able to take that money to be on vacation if I choose to. Again, 173 times 26, we get paid 26 times a year. I'm talking to all my employees, all my 9-to-5ers. That equals $4,498. And they say that's how much the vacation costs. Okay, what else did I do? Then my little brother, I'm saving for a down payment on a house for him as well to assist him. Not to give him the whole thing, but to assist him. So I put $91.08 extra to the mortgage for him. So now I'm creating documentation of what I'm doing that I could physically see, that I could screenshot, that I could send to him, that I could print out, that I could put on my wall, that I could put in a book. What I'm trying to tell you, Brett family, is you the most important person in the world, and you got to create the documentation to be able to see your wins. You got to know your stats. Angel said she went into halftime, one of the games. I'm not sure if it was a championship game, but they was down 11 rebounds. She said she took that personal. She came out and went on a terror. You got to know your stats to be able to make the adjustments. Okay? So with all of the money that I put extra onto principal, that came out to a total my last biweekly period of $1,289 extra towards the mortgage biweekly. Plus, a couple of friends said they wanted to get an Airbnb with me. So we decided to save $269 every two weeks until we reach a year. And at the end of the year, that equals $7,000. We're all going to put our money together, and we're going to go get another Airbnb. I currently have two Airbnbs right now that I have with my mother and my brother, and then I'm working on the third one currently now. So that's a total of $1,289 plus the $269 plus the $389 I put into the market, which is the equity index fund, which is the S&P 500, which is 80% of the money in the world, which is at a minimum companies have to make $10 billion. Totally altogether, I invested $1,936 stacked this week, period, towards my progress. And I call that forward march. No pun intended with it being the month of March. I'm saying forward march. Every biweekly period, I'm trying to maintain my average or go above it. Now, that's the execution. Let's get back to the teachings, okay? So I'm trying to give you some teachings. I'm trying to give you some motivation, some knowledge. I'm trying to give you the transparency of what I did. And then I'm trying to push you forward and give you some other things to motivate yourself. Now, let's get to the teachings. This portion of the show of Messiah Lifestyle is called Actual Facts. Everybody write that down. Actual Facts. Where we take the actual facts and we use them as landmarks of motivation and use them financially within the workbook to set goals. Okay? I wish I could repeat that. But that was off the top of my head. Basically, I'm saying I'm utilizing the actual facts that I learned of the sciences, and I'm using that as a landmark to be able to motivate you to use that and see it in a different way and apply it financially. Whoever controls the diameter of your thinking controls the circumference of your mind. Now, I am not sure if that's a quote I came up with or if that's a quote I read or listened to it, but it's in my brain. I'm going to say it again. Whoever controls the diameter of your thinking controls the circumference of your mind. I want to say Nouri Muhammad, but I'm not sure. Okay? It might have come from some other speeches I listened to. Well, Captain Planet, what does that have to do with the price of rice in China? I'm going to break that down to you. However, the diameter of the earth is 7,926 miles. Now, that's the teachings. Now, the education of the actual facts within Messiah Lifestyle, now the financial execution question is, of this episode is, How long, this is an equation you got to write down for yourself, how long will it take within your plan, if you're just starting out, for your stock account to value 7,926 if you're a new investor? If you've already been invested and you're a seasoned investor and you're already in the market and you surpass that, well, then how long will it be before you make the next 7,926? I want you to think on that as I finally take this drink of water. First drink of the day. Now, 7,926, which is the diameter of the earth. If you're a new investor, how long will it take you to get there? If you're a seasoned investor, how long will it take for you to make your next 7,926? In my case, when I first started out, it took me 39 biweekly periods to invest to reach 7,926 when I first started. This was 1 year and 5 months it took me to get to 7,926. Now, the circumference of your mind, that's the second part, the circumference of the planet Earth is 24,896 miles. You do know you can't live on a planet without a plan by now, right? In my case, again, it took me 111 biweekly periods to do so. Meaning when I first started to get to 24,000, it took me 101 biweekly periods to do so. Meaning to reach $24,896, my account valued that, which was 4 years and 2 months. These are goals you have to set for yourself to assist you within your motivation and create some relativity of the knowledge that you already know, and that's actual facts, and now you got to create actual financial facts. You got to have that on the wall. You got to have these goals on your wall. You got to know the distance between where you are. You got to have a GPS on your money. You got to have a God's portfolio system. That's what GPS stands to us here at Messiah Lifestyle. Life is what God gives you. Style is how you live it. You got to have an exact target, because if you shoot for nothing, you hit nothing dead on the head. This is what's missing in our community. I mean, that's what I saw as a child. There's a whole bunch of other things missing. There's a whole bunch of other things that's important as well. This is just a financial conversation. I want you to email us at blackholeradio, BlackHoleRadio, radio, RADIO, at gmail.com. If you would like to have a transcript of these episodes, I have these episodes afterwards. I go back and I type them out and give you the notes from the episodes so that you could be able to have it. Because knowledge is read, write, and recite. And you listening to me is not none of those three things. So you need to read this, you need to write this, and you need to recite this as well as listening to us. Okay? This is what is missing in our community, which this is the greatest show of show and tell, with the ability to see someone's step-by-step investment moves and how long it took them. This is what's missing in our community, I repeat. Our minimum standards of financial goals. That's the real definition of keeping it real. What if growing up there was a community where everyone was transparent financially, and we knew what page everybody should be on at a certain time in your life? That's what we're trying to create here. At Messiah Lifestyle, we're here to show you the micro and the macro are the same. We just have to start playing the game and sharing information with each other. So when I say micro, I'm talking about you. When I say macro, I'm talking about the entire economy. It's all the same. They properly manage and they know where everything is at. Everything is digitized. So then you got to ask yourself, do you know where every penny is at? And there you know every penny's job that you have to employ them to go make, create more pennies. Okay? This is why I love sports. Again, Angel Reese did her thing. Shout out to Tyson Walker. He's from Long Island. He was on Michigan State. He lost. But I just looked at his NIL thing. It says something about he getting $135,000. Now let's go to Angel Reese. NIL. What's NIL? You might not know what that is. I love the acronym NIL. NIL basically is college athletes, which was deemed as amateurs, weren't able to get paid off of their name, image, and likeness while they were amateurs at these colleges. Since 2021, that's all out the window. Everybody could get paid now. So everybody's concerned about protecting their name, image, and likeness so that they could be able to receive endorsements, right? Cool. That's cool. But now you got to create your own NIL. Just like me, I ain't make the league. You probably ain't make the league either, right? But guess what? Game ain't over. I got to protect my name, my image, and my likeness for the next generations to come. I got to protect my name, which is my assets, because I want to turn my last name into an asset. I think Leon said that. It's a guy on the internet. His real name is Leon. That's his thing. Turn your last name into an asset. Okay? Want to do that? Then I want to protect my image to my own family, then to my own community, then to my own country, then to the motherland back in Kemet, Africa, whatever you want to call it. And I want to be well-liked because I assisted the DNA that I pushed to the future and provided them with resources. So name, image, and likeness, I like that whole concept. And I want you to apply that concept to yourself financially. Okay? Again, that's what's missing in our community is the transparency. Messiah Lifestyle, we're here to show you the micro as well as the macro or the same. We just have to start playing the game and sharing information. You know, this is why I love sports. Analogies. It's real simple. It's about the X's and O's. Either you make the play or you ride the bench. It's just that simple, fam. You either make the play or ride the bench. In finances, it works the same way. You either make the play, you either make the investment, or you go backwards. That's it. Either you make the investment or taxes get you. Or amortization gets you because you ain't running the right play. Or inflation gets you. Ain't no way out as an employee or a 9-to-5. The only way out is right here with Messiah Lifestyle. Life is what God gives you. Style is how you live it. At the completion of this 26 bi-weekly period, I'm going to have a whole – I'm going to stop doing this and complete the book as well as complete the workbook. And due to the fact that this is the 7th episode, if you guys email us now, currently – at Black Hole, that's WHOLE Radio, RADIO, Black Hole Radio at gmail.com. It guarantees your receipt that you could purchase the book for $7. However, at the completion of 26 weeks and when I complete the book and I complete the workbook, that will be for sale for $26. Because this is what the open enemy says. People don't pay attention unless they pay for the knowledge. I don't believe that. I believe you guys are going to get it correctly because I believe I'm going to repeat it to you so much and we're going to beat it into your brain and we're going to change your mind mentally to be able to do the right thing. Here on Messiah Lifestyle, either you listen to the intelligence that is being put, as Brother Arthur would say, I'm mimicking him my best way, on display. Again, here at Messiah Lifestyle, either you listen to the intelligence that's being put on display. That's the Brother Arthur quote in intimidation. You know what I'm trying to say. To increase your profit. Either you're going to listen to what I'm saying and I'm putting on display to increase your profit, or you don't have to listen and you don't have a better idea and you can keep doing the same thing that's not going to bring you any benefit. That's the best way I can say it. I could utilize a derogatory word like, you know, you're going to stay poor, you ain't going to have no bread, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I really need you to get this concept. I'm going to go a further step. Either, I said this last episode, and I really, really like this. Whether people take it out of context or not, I still like it because it gives the shock value that I need. Either it's unity or it's a eulogy. Either it's unity or it's a eulogy financially. I'm going to break that down. Why? Either you unite with me and you follow this intelligence I'm putting on display, or you have a better idea. Key words, you have a better idea and you're doing something better that's bringing more benefit and you correct my ignorance that I put on display and provide me with a better one. That's it. Either you unite with me financially or you dead to me financially. Because in the long run, if you don't listen to the financial information to put you in a better situation, you're not going to be able to be any use to me in terms of utility financially anyway, because you're not going to be in position to be able to provide the resources to our DNA to be able to push them in the future. Now, that's some serious jewels I just dropped on you. Either unity or eulogy. And I fully explain that. And then what I'm saying is I want to put you in the best situation because I'm going to keep rising to the top. And it ain't no fun unless my homies get some. And I want all of y'all to get some. I want all of my family to be able to reap the benefits of purchasing and owning the equity index fund, which is the S&P 500, owning the top 500 companies in the world and utilizing that as a basis of information. And then you go down that rabbit hole and you figure out what are the top 10 holdings within the S&P 500. And then you start investigating those companies and you start owning those companies, and they're going to bring you even more rewards. It was Kareem Jamal Akbar. He's the real leader of CMB. It was the educated brother from the bank. I really, really like that statement. Nah, because we're going to flip that. It was Captain Planet. He's the real leader of Messiah Lifestyle. Life is what God gives you. Style is how you live it. Captain Planet, he's the educated executor of investments for the 9-to-5ers and the regular employees, the light-skinned liberator. This thing is bigger than the open enemy. We could beat them, y'all. If I go up in value, we all go up in value. You see how I flipped that? That's what we have to do to the open enemy. Everything they do on us, we got to run a play back and flip it for us to be rich and righteous in a progressive way. Everything he has done to us, we just have to flip it and go rich and righteous. Rich and righteous is the Messiah lifestyle behavior. This is not a get-rich-quick story, I'm telling you. This is my life, I'm telling you. It took me 17 years, 9 months, I repeat, to get to where I'm at. Messiah lifestyle. Life is trying to, I'm just trying to get you there closer and faster than I did. That's the whole objective. The race is won in passing the baton. Dennis Kimbrough said that in the book, Think and Grow Rich, The Black Choice. I personally know him. I have a friend named Rudy who married his daughter, Mackenzie. I have never missed a biweekly period to invest into the stock market. I want y'all to think about that. I have never, me personally, I started with $73. I never missed an opportunity to invest. For 464 biweekly periods, I kept track. This is the creation of an expectation of continuation. Bung, that's a jewel for all of my disciples. You must create a creation of an expectation for continuation. What are you going to do that you ain't never going to stop financially, investment-wise? You must keep track of how many times you are going to invest consistently. The next question, what have you been successful not paying attention? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You must pay attention. You must keep track. Let me tell you something, man. You get a job at McDonald's. How many times you think for your drawer to come up short before you get fired? And that's supposed to be a minimum wage job. So if minimum wage employees are paying more attention to their money than you're paying attention to your money in real life, I don't know. We got to operate at the highest level. Next, you must know your average profit margin above your bills. That's an equation. Now let's get back to the teachings. That equation is total cash plus total deferred accounts, meaning deferred compensation, which is an example of that is 401K, 457, 403B, the military accounts. And then you divide that by the amount of paychecks you have in. So let me break that again. Let me break that down. Write this down. To know your average profit margin above your bills, average profit margin above your bills, the equation for that is you take your total cash and you put the plus sign, your total 401K or whatever applies to you, 457, 403, military account, whatever. You add that together. That equals a number, whatever the number is for you. Then you divide that by the amount of paychecks you have in. Remember, I told you, I've been invested for 464 biweekly periods. So for me, my average profit margin above my bills, full transparency, which we don't have in our community, which I'm trying to make the shift, which I'm trying to make the change, which I'm trying to update you every 2 weeks, I'm here for you. You got to just contact me. All you got to do is reach out and touch me. I'm here for you. Let's go to the transparency. My average profit margin above my bills is $1,700 for the last 17 years, 9 months, 464 biweekly periods. I just told you I invested a little above $1,900 completely this biweekly period in different areas. We must pay attention to ourselves more than anything else, family. We are the most important thing in the world. We have to detach from the open enemy. We are so sick, family. We keep trading our dollar with them for quote-unquote luxuries and not necessities. If we keep campaigning to run the race for them, we eventually are going to get elected, mentally, spiritually, and economically, and that's what's been going on by our open enemy. That's why this show is mandatory again for you to send to all of your friends. Right now, text it out to 7 of your friends. Each one teach one. The race is won and passing the baton. I'm telling you, your friends don't know their average profit margin above their bills. They need to know that. Your friends don't know the play they're going to run to get up out the trap of amortization. They need to know that. Your friends don't know the trap to get up out of taxes. They need to know that. This is the best version of show and tell concerning transparency for the average 9-to-5er and employee. Your friends need to know this. Text it out to them, family. Let's get these numbers up. Now let's get to the episode 7 breakdown. This is the straight food. This is the straight education. Straight food. Steps to how you should set up your wealth structure foundation-wise. Step number 1. Oh, just let you know, I am not a fiduciary. I am not a financial advisor. Everything I say, you should take and then go research on your own. I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you things that I have done. I'm telling you an observation of what I see that I think should be doing. But again, I'm not a professional. I just only got to $1 million in 16 years and 6 months, and I'm sharing that story with you. Step 1, let's get it. The 7 steps of how you should set your wealth structure up foundation-wise. Step 1, what's our number 1 problem? Taxes. So since taxes are the number 1 open enemy's biggest trick, taking 30% or more from us, we have to reduce the amount of taxes he's taking. An example of that is putting as much as you can into your 401k, 457, 403b account, military account. Why? Because it comes out pre-tax. Because we're trying to avoid taxes. You're not paying taxes on it. And it will grow. And then when you make withdrawals once you're 59 and a half, then you'll be taxed on it then. But no penalty. If you take it out prior to, you'll receive a 10% penalty. Captain Planet, why should I do that? One may ask. Because if you don't, and that option is available to you, then you're saying to yourself, I'm not going to live past 59 and a half, and I'm just going to allow the open enemy to take 30% from me. So if you do have the availability of a 401k, a 457, a 403b, a military account, I think it's called thrift savings plan for the military account, then you need to then, at a minimum, put as much as you can there so you can mitigate the tax risk. Now, within the 401k, you must know what are the best options that you're going to pick, pre-tax account, that's going to bring you back the best rate of return financially, because you have a 401k doesn't mean you're in the best option within your 401k. You would be surprised how many people don't even know where their money going. I ask them all the time, how many options you got available to you? What's the exact number? They don't know. In my case, it's 19. What option is bringing you the best rate of return back? They don't know. What option did you choose? They don't know. How long you been working? 7 years. So you coming to work for 7 years and you don't even know where the bread going? Come on, man. You got to be crazy. Step number 2. Brother Forrest pointed out in previous episodes that you can use your 401k as a withdrawal to purchase a house if you're currently homeless, meaning less of a home. Why is this important? Because if you didn't pay taxes on the money and then you grew it and you were able to use the growth and your ability not to pay taxes to get quicker to your goal for a down payment to make that purchase. Are we all clear on that? Once again, everybody get up and give Brother Forrest a standing ovation because he gave me the opportunity to be able to speak to you. I am so thankful for that opportunity, and I hope I'm making good with that opportunity. Step three, then you have to open up an IRA account, which stands for Individual Retirement Account, which has a limit of $6,500 if you're under 50 and $7,500 if you're the age 50 or older by the end of the year 2023. This allows you to avoid taxes on your gains, and you are going to be paid for your growth of your account. Once you're the age 59 and a half, you don't have to pay taxes and the withdrawals at all. So the first one in step one was pre-tax. You got to pay the taxes later. However, you got to invest more over the accumulation of all of those years. The second one, the third step, what I'm talking about is the IRA, where you don't get taxed on your gains at all. Step four, life insurance. Simple, family. You need life insurance. Take your time, but not too much time. Get a policy immediately. Then continue to educate yourself of what the best that the market has to offer in that category. Step five, collect rental income. You must buy a property that you can collect rent. You must collect rent, family. The open enemy is robbing our soul with a simple word called amortization. Amortization has the ability for them to lie to us and say our interest rate is one number, such as currently they say the interest rate is 6%. However, when you do the math, it's 83%. What's the example behind that? If a house costs $500,000, your monthly payment between you and the mortgage without taxes and insurance monthly is $2,997. Monthly, you're paying $2,500 in interest. Third grade math says is over of equals X over 100. Then you cross multiply. So 2,500 is times 100 is 250,000. Then you multiply X times 2,997 to get X with that. Then you divide 250,000 by 2,997. That equals 83%. I promise you, no one has ever showed you that. You never knew the exact interest rate until I broke it down to you. So we pay 83%, so we got to run a play to be able to mitigate that, and the play is to collect rent, okay? See, they know you're not in the habit of checking behind them. That's why it's so easy for them to hit us in the head with the technology. My current transparency pertaining with my relationship between the open enemy is 48%. They told me my interest rate was 3.37, family, so it's mandatory I pay extra for my next generation not to get raped by the open enemy. Step number six. Open a group family account for the family to save towards an investment. The easiest investment is real estate. This is key. No man left behind. That everyone could be a part of in that real estate. It's simple. Input equals output. Whatever percentage you put in, of the percentage that is being put out, that's what you get. No man can't be left behind. It doesn't matter if somebody contributes $1 or the other contributes $100. Step number seven, not everyone could be directly involved, but you got to open up a business, a family business, because everybody has different skills. And that's the family business that everybody's going to be a part of. However, not everybody could be involved because everybody may not have the skills for that business. But everybody can be involved with the investment in step number six. You must open up a business for family and friends to be a part of. It's either family business or no business at all. So that's the seven steps how you should set up your wealth structure foundation-wise for yourself as well as for your family. Family, a proper, say it with me. I need everybody to say it with me. A proper, write this down, a proper portfolio prevents poverty permanently. Permanently. I need you to say it like that. Now, I went to the mosque this weekend. I visited Muhammad Mosque number 7C in Brooklyn for the first time. It was amazing. I took some notes, and I want to share with you my financial interpretation, my financial remix of what I heard this weekend. These are not the exact words of Brother Arthur or anyone else at the mosque. This is just my interpretation of what I was thinking while I was there to turn a lecture into a conversation, into theories of a financial conversation. I repeat, this is not Brother Henry's exact words. This is just was inspired by him, the financial remix that it was inspired by my attendance there. I heard him say something. Touch me. All I heard was, I am a premeditated millionaire. I have a record, and the open enemy doesn't like that. The less clicks it takes, the more money you make. Whew. If you land on my square, you have to pay there. Oh, my gosh. They say the past always comes back to haunt you. I say, well, here at Messiah Lifestyle, the past cash invested always comes back, and employees is the best method. If you're an employee, that's your best method to stay invested. So my chocolate ladies, who are beautiful, I want you to rock that skin color with no makeup as usual. Whew. Black woman, if he loses, she loses, meaning the next generation, your daughter. If you support the open enemy, you give them the energy to the bunny dummy. Y'all out here spending your seed money before you even planted it. Then when you plant it, you dig it up. That's ridiculous. That's like building with one hand and destroying with other. Plant it, dig it back up. Don't build with one hand and destroy with the other. Our excellence is everywhere. It is important. We teach ourselves. The open enemy will never point these things out to you. Don't let the open enemy win by providing you with the tragic magic. The ability to play on your short-term self-esteem. Don't let him divide you from your power, which is your money, your resources. The only way to remember this story is to document it. Not just one of you making up in your heads. So not just one of you. Collectively, everybody has to come together and put their heads together to see who has the best plan. See, it's something else. Now, this is me personally. My whole life I've been watching the NBA and NFL. Has always motivated me. However, I saw a perfect but imperfect family reunion. And that was personal to me because when I had that, I didn't value that. And that's just the whole experience that I get when I go to the mosque. It's a perfect but imperfect family reunion. Back to the inspiration from Brother Henry. Like Power and Ghost. Ghost passed down Power to Tyreek. Now, that's fate. And the bottom line is, what are you going to pass down to your children? You are your own human capital. Your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does. That was a good one. Your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does. You win this game by owning the most shares of stock you can collect and collecting the most rental income. Your nature's calling you.
Your body's calling.
Your nature's calling you. You must invest as part of your nature. Like R. Kelly said,
your body's calling.
Nah, your nature must be, your investment's got to be calling you. Don't buy what you want and beg for what you need. That's a good one. Don't deceive yourself. You have to get more knowledge to overcome what you're going through. What's my definition of knowledge? This is Captain Planet, because you can't live on a planet without a plan. Knowledge is knowing the ledge. Now we got to go past it. But you got to document it to be able to know your ledge, to be able to go past it. Act on the behalf of your investing side of yourself. The more you invest, the more you increase your liberation. Math is the actual fact of reality of production. When you nappy, the enemy isn't happy. When you invest, the better your DNA can be blessed with better resources. Here does not give a moral or financial characterization of a being. If your clothes are styled after the open enemy, then you're worshiping them. Now, what's the question? Who are you styling your portfolio after? You can write your history in advance. Now, let's walk into it. In past, present, and future in perfect tense. Do you know your financial data in past, present, and future tense? Who is blocking your light? Who is blocking your thought process forward, a forward march? He mentions a guy named Henry Berry. I'm not sure if that's the name. But again, this is a remix of what I'm saying. This is not his exact words. He said Henry Berry had a plan, because I was trying to take notes as soon as possible. I wish I had the whole thing recorded. In the 1800s, to rob us of our knowledge. He got our babies thinking pigs can talk. And in their teachings, got pigs counting 1, 2, 3, 4 and nonsense. Snakes in the gardens and all that. Financially, your mind needs to be repaired, family. This is me talking now. Be careful when a poor person brings you information. Be careful when someone who has never invested gives you financial advice. This is why I'm trying to be so transparent. Be careful when someone who has not shown you their portfolio giving you advice. This is why at no matter of time I show people my portfolio. Family, you living backwards if you spending the money. The last three letters of spend is N. You're living backwards financially if you're going against the Messiah lifestyle rules and regulations, directives, operation orders. If you're taking offense to what I'm saying, I am so sorry. But it's the truth. When you spend your money, you're ending your money. All you have to do is invest your money and plant seeds in great soil. And you will get the fruit of those seeds. When you don't invest, you don't care about the next generation. Forget about the stereotyping they've been hitting us with. Let's start design typing. Let's start archetyping our portfolios. How are you designing your farm? Don't follow your parents' ways if they were not financially astute. Don't be uncivilized financially. I like that one. That's definitely a remix of what he said. Don't be uncivilized financially. If it doesn't lift you up, don't do it. You must know your financial origin. Progress separates you from going backwards. Stop moonwalking, looking forward, going backwards. This is how you beat the open enemy from mistreating you on the job. This is how you beat the open enemy from redlining. This is how you beat the open enemy from racism. This is how you beat the open enemy. Okay? So he broke it down. He said 75% of your mind has to be prophecy and 25% is history. He was talking about a different topic. This is me remixing his words. I sat back and I said, okay, 75% of my mind has to be prophecy. So 75% of I have to think 75% ahead of my plan. I have to utilize what I've already done in the past. 25% is the history, but the history is your foundation to increase your 75%, which is your future. I hope you got that. How are you making your word bond financially? Don't get dragged down by the open enemy's way of life. You can change your circumstances and conditions by detoxing from the open enemy. This is the knowledge I'm trying to give you as a 9-to-5 employee. It's tailor-made for you. I'm offering you transparency of my life to expose the open enemy of him preventing you from becoming a millionaire. This is the growth and development, the game by game, the paycheck by paycheck, the play by play. If you know the truth about compounding interest, you can set your generations free. When you're investing, that strengthens your roots. Forget about mutual funds, ladies and gentlemen. Mutual funds are dead. They're trying to get you to do something so they can mutually benefit from that FM. How long financially are we going to keep getting a financial butt-whooping? I apologize to offend anyone, but I do not apologize for the truth. I hope that the teachers are clear that I've been trying to get to you. Enough for you to come back to hear in the next bi-weekly period. You're not going to get everything in one listening session. This is for the love of freedom, justice, and equality financially. We are here for you. Your first challenge in financial freedom is to sacrifice. Invest until it helps. No one is going to provide you the future but you. Pool your resources together with your family, by yourself, and then your family, and then your community. You have to match wisdom with wealth. In other words, the only way the wealth is wisdom. Invest until it helps you. Invest until it hurts. No, invest until it helps, not it hurts. Your own documentation with Beach Conversation. You are your organ of truth. In short, vote for yourself, y'all. Money is the only freedom if you set yourself free. Money only makes you free if you set yourself free by investing it. To invest your product, a.k.a. your money, in exchange for a better asset. Brother Henry said money is nothing but a means of exchange. However, are you exchanging your money for an asset or a setback? I think that rhymes. Are you exchanging your money for an asset or a setback? Something that does not gain value, that's a setback. This is how it should be, family, working together, investing together. I'm going to rewrite the rules for the 9-to-5 and the employees. You get what you pay for. Nah, better you get what you invest in. I once was told arithmetic was the first of the sciences and the mother of safety. Listen, it's not your fault. They paid into systems to miseducate you so that you didn't understand. Don't put your fame before the game. All money is not good money. Well, I'm here to tell you all shares of equity index are good assets. And make sure you get assets instead of setbacks. A proper portfolio prevents poverty permanently. That concludes my session of all of the notes that I took with Brother Henry and me remixing it. And that was a dedication to Muhammad Mas, 7C, of the note-taking that I took that day. And I wish I had more time to analyze it and it was more readily available. I wish every time it was on YouTube for me to be able to dissect it, break it down, and be able to digest it and utilize it for execution. Brother Forrest, that's our time. Are you out there in the ether? Brother Forrest, I am so thankful that you gave me this opportunity, and I hope I'm serving all of you guys well. Once again, sometimes I talk real tough because I'm trying to motivate you because we're in the middle of a war, and I just want to prepare you for the war. This is economic war. They're trying to hurt us, family. They are trying to hurt us. Brother Forrest, you out there? Let me pull Brother Forrest down from the radio land, controlling the ones and twos, so we can conclude this thing. But I'm so proud
of
you.
Yes, my brother. How can I be of service to you?
Oh, we can wrap this up. I hope I serve the people. I'm so proud of the young lady who won at LSU, Angel Reese, and I hope she protects her name, image, and likeness, and I want everybody who's listening to protect their own name, image, and likeness financially. And a proper portfolio prevents poverty permanently, Brother Forrest. You can conclude and hit us with the outro. Thank you so much. You have anything to add to it today, sir?
No, brother. You did that voodoo that you do, brother. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Those were the seven steps I gave today. And once again, a proper portfolio prevents poverty permanently. Peace.
A million,